Hello, good morning, good evening, buongiorno, ciao, ciao bella. Wherever you're from in the world, and as promised, I have a story for you, a hell of a story for that matter. So this is 2020, and if you can remember how 2020 was, things were just crazy. We couldn't leave our houses, we had so much anxiety, and even the fact that, the whole pandemic was going on. The whole idea of just going out and meeting new people was a no-go. Even meeting people that you know because you don't want to spread it if you have it, and if you don't have it, you don't want to catch it. So comes Tinder. I've heard about this app. Had some good reviews, some bad reviews, some meh kind of reviews. So, I'm in the house. There's nothing much to do around the time. So what else? So I decided to join Tinder. For those who don't know what Tinder is, let me try to explain. So Tinder is a dating app, pretty much. You find people online, and there's a whole spectrum where you swipe either left or right to accept or decline the kind of person you see, judging by their pictures or short videos. So I joined it. I was like, you know what? What do I have to lose? So I joined it. It's kind of interesting. So I get to swipe left, swipe right on some pictures, and what? We get to match with a few people, have some fire conversations. Like I said, this whole time, most people are just in the houses. There's really not much to do. So yeah, pretty much fun. I'm like, yo, let's keep this going. And I did keep it going. And I met some people who were very, very interesting. One or two of them, we jumped ship and went to like Instagram. And we catch up every like once in a while, I guess, just to see how it's going, that kind of thing. And I ended up isolating one person because I was like, you know what, this vibes are right, and there's pretty much like this is going pretty well. So I'm like, cool. Got the name, well, a pseudonym because I used I don't believe that was a name because it sounded like a stripper name. I'm not gonna put them on blast because, I'm a nice person. So we did match and we spoke for a while. I didn't really met because this was a time when things were pretty crazy. Things were pretty crazy. So we had not met. We're just talking via the app, and ended up exchanging digits at some point. So we hadn't called each other yet, so we just switched apps, went to WhatsApp, and we're just casually vibing. Vibes are right, a few laughs here and there. Didn't get to know what we have in common as much, so borders open and not really open, they just open a bit. So there's a small window where things were a bit eased. So we had the curfew time was pushed to like I guess this was 10, no, around 7, no, 10 p.m. So things were just a bit flexible. So I had a chance to at least leave the house and go to another different town. And this is where things happened. So I'm in the town. It's, I'm excited. I'm outside. People are outside. There's even like a few joints to open, like restaurants and pubs, bars, places where you can pretty much chill with other human beings and feel sane are open at this time. So it's fun times. So sorry about that. So I give her a call. I'm like, yo, what's up? For the purpose of this, just to make it easy, we'll call her Pink. Yo, what's up, Pink? How you doing? She's like, yo, I'm good. What's up with you? I'm like, nothing much. I'm actually in your town. What? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, for real. I'm actually in your town. Are you down to like meet up sometime? Because I'd probably be here for a day or two. She's like, yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm so down. I'm so down. We can actually do it today because I'm not that busy. I'm like, oh, really? So What do you do? It's like, I'm running my mom's restaurant right now, but since the traffic is low and I also have like a manager here, so it's okay, we can actually meet up. I'm like, yo, that is so cool. Oh, how's about I come there? She's like, nah, I wouldn't feel that comfortable being around where my mom might just pop in. So how about we meet outside somewhere? I can even suggest somewhere where we meet. I'm like, that'd be awesome, because I'm not a local, so you know, if you do it, that'd be the best thing ever. She's like, cool, give me a bit, let me freshen up. Because, you know, like right now, I just feel a bit tired. Let me go freshen up. We meet up and, you know, get to know each other better. Put a name to a face kind of a vibe. So I'm like, yo, that's awesome. Cool. So I tell my boy, what's up? I have to leave. I'm going to meet this chick from Tinder. He's like, yo, what? You know that app has serial killers and what crazy people? I'm like, yo, dude, stop watching those movies too much and listening to these weird ass shows that you listen to too much. He's like, all right, cool, all the best. I'm like, thank you. Let me go freshen up at your house and I'll leave in a bit. Where you guys going exactly? I'm like, I'm not sure, but she lives in this town of yours, so it's somewhere just around. I'm like, cool. Yeah, all the best. Holler at me in case of any kind of weird shit. I'm like, cool, no problem. So freshen up. She calls me up. I'm like, cool, I know the place where we're meeting up. So I not as in the common place, we meet up first before we go to that other spot. So I'm like, cool, let's meet up. Yo, first thing first, I got catfished. Oh my God. Yo, this chick was like 6'3". Dude, she was built like a rugby player, man. She was really, yeah, muscular, all the above, man. So I kind of felt intimidated. The face was the face, but you know, the only thing she did with her pictures mainly was just post her face. So I'd never really seen what she's working with, like below the face, below the shoulders. And even when it came to the shoulders, it always used to be like one shoulder, you know, that those kind of selfies. So I was super intimidated. But I was like, you know what? It's all cool. I haven't really interacted with someone that I don't know in a long while. Plus, this is all new to me, so why not? So, link up. I'm like, cool. So we go to the spot. So where we go to? She's like, yo. First of all, I need to confess something. I love my alcohol. I'm like, you know what? Me too. I love a drink. It's like, cool. So we go to a bar that serves food. So we chill, we get our order in, and now we're drinking as we wait for our food. So the whole time we're drinking, there's some guys behind us who are speaking in her language. So as I speak to her and I'm trying to get to know her, because I'd sat facing her, but the people who are talking in her language are behind me, so she can see them. I cannot, because you know, my back is towards them. They're on my 6 o'clock. So the whole time I can see like she's not really interested in what I'm trying to say, or she'd be like, huh, sorry, you're saying, which I find very, very rude if you're trying to get to know someone. So the whole time she's like, so I look back, I'm like, is that your relative or something that I don't know? I didn't ask that because I found that that would be weird. So we keep chatting, we're drinking. So now she does a weird ass thing where she just goes in and starts talking to these people from where she's sitting. What the fuck, man? Oh, disclaimer, this episode will have bad language, so I'm sorry for anyone who's offended by F bombs and such things. But yeah. So she looks at these people and she's talking to them now. Now they engage in a full-on conversation, of which is a native language. So I have no flipping idea of what they're talking about. That was really, really rude. So at this point, I actually pointed out, like, yo, do you know these people? She's like, no, I'm really sorry. It's just that the conversation they're having, I can understand it. And it's kind of interesting that one guy is so wrong about what he's talking about, because I know more about it than he does. I'm like, so And this wasn't like a real suggestion. This is just me trying to, you know, I'm just, so you wanna join them? She's like, give me a sec. What the fuck? She actually leaves the seat, goes and joins these two people, strangers apparently, who she has no clue who they are, and they just start chatting. And the chat goes like, it sounds like it's about to be violent. So the whole time, I'm not really sure what's gonna go on. But judging by her height and the way she's built, she can handle her own. Me chiming in would I'm not gonna add anything to that fight. So there, she got this. She got me, she got everyone. She can take everyone, man. So I'm chilling. So I noticed the waitress who served us, she was looking at me like, bruh, you done played yourself, man. She was actually laughing at me while she passes. So I stand up. I go to the loo, come back. She's still chatting away, but when she sees me walking back to the table, she comes back and joins me, and she's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and whatnot. So I'm like, "Cool, no, it's okay, it's okay." So she tries to like bring up some basic conversation, just random stuff, and yeah, we just carry on with the chat. At this time, I'm really not interested. Then she still engages these people. I'm like, yo, what the fuck did I sign up for? So I go to the loo. I pretend like I'm going to the loo again, but this time I go directly to the cashier. I pay for the meal and the drinks. Come back. Then I'm like, I don't know what's going on. My friend is calling me. Let me just give me a sec. Let me pick this phone call. So I fake a phone call. Come back. Sit down. She's still like, she doesn't even notice me leaving. So I tell her again, sorry, this is after pretty much like a minute or so. What I'd done was this, yeah? So I told my friend what's going on, but I told him quite briefly, like less than a minute. Then I'm like, dude, do you mind calling me after another minute so that she can hear the phone ring, first of all, and I can pick it from the table and then walk away with faking some urgency to the phone call? He's like, dude, I got you. So I'm like, cool. So he does that. He calls me like after a minute. I leave the table and I walk out. This time I totally walk out, grab a motorbike, head back to his house. And I'm like, yo, you cannot believe what the fuck just happened. This whole time he's laughing because I'm telling him the breakdown of what happened. You're not ready for what happens next. So, my boy's in the house with me now because he's done with his errands and now we're chilling, talking about what happened. So we're laughing. He gets a phone call. So this phone call, he's being told that chick went ballistic on these two guys that she was talking to. Because remember, they were having a heated conversation. She went ballistic. She broke glasses. She broke plates which had food on them and stuff like that. She's quite hard to contain, like I told you. Just picture 6'3", big shoulders, muscular arms, big thighs, big legs. Like, yo, she was built ready. So I was like, yo, what the fuck? So this phone call is in real time. So at the time she's doing all this, my boy gets called. Like, remember I told you he lives in that town? So they actually know him. So they're like, yo, can you tell your friend to come get his girlfriend? She's destroying the place and she's holding a mug full of beer and she's not letting it go. And we wanted to let it go because she's been drinking the whole time. And this was what? Give or take 2 p.m. So it's quite early. The sun is still out. People are about their business. It's like a mini complex kind of place. So there's a restaurant going on, there's a printer place, there's this, that, you know, those kind of places. So she's destroying the fuck out of the place. So my boy's being told, yo, can you please tell your boy, her boyfriend, to come and get her because we can't contain her. We'll have to call like some security or something, of which they actually eventually have to do. So they call security, she bounces, but guess where she's going? She's coming to my boy's crib. So he didn't know. So he had this phone knock. So where he lives was like this apartment building where you can only, everyone has a key to the main gate. So you can only access the house you're going to via, if you have the key, you know, that's the only way you can access the building itself or the house. So I'm secure in the house. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? He's like, dude, she's here. The worst thing about it, she was knocking so hard. So the people who live close to the gate are by the gate and they're like, yo, what's up? Where are you going to? Then she's like, there's this guy with dreads who lives here. Dude is like, no, there's no guy with dreads. No, I was told he's here. It's like, no, I don't know any guy with dreads. So she's actually pretty much like turned away by the first guy. But sadly or luckily for her, there was this guy who was coming into the building. So he has his own key. So when he opens it to access the building, she walks in. What the fuck? So once I hear a big ass voice, because now she's calling out like, because she knows my name clearly, because my name was just, you know, pretty much I always use my name everywhere. I don't have anything to hide. She's like, Morgan, Morgan. I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on? So I fake that I'm asleep. So I go grab duvets. I cover myself up. I tell my boy, you know, the easiest thing for you to do, just go and talk to her. Tell her that I've been drinking, I'm passed out. It's fine. I'll just call her tomorrow or something. So once he leaves the house and sees her from his balcony, she comes up. She's like, where's Morgan? It's like, nah, that dude is asleep. He's passed out. You guys were drinking the whole day. She's like, yeah, but he's my boyfriend. I want to see him. Boo, what? I'm your who? I'm your who now? So my boy the whole time is fighting laughter and all that kind of stuff. But he has my back. So he tells her, you know what? Best thing you can do, just come back later. He'll be awake, probably like around 6-ish or 7. He'll be awake. So you can bother him then. Just leave him. Because I swear, the way he walked in, he was too messed up. This whole time, I can hear her, I can hear him. And I'm petrified because, yo, I don't know if I'm going to be beating the fuck up for leaving her. So, she, after like 30 minutes, give or take, and even at some point, I was told she was threatening to jump from the balcony. She's like, yo, if I don't see him, I'm going to jump off the balcony. What the fuck? So my boy's like, yo, please don't do that, blah, blah. So people in the apartment building, some of them, they come and tell her like, yo, please, we don't want drama in this place. It's a quiet neighborhood. Everyone respects each other. Please, could you leave? Like you've been told, your friend or your boyfriend will call you back later. And she's like, cool. And telling me better call me because I love him. What? And I didn't paint this picture. The whole time, she still has the mug full of fucking beer in her hands. What the fuck? So, oh, goddamn. Yeah, so as expected, my boy walks back into the house laughing his ass off at me. And I think he must have done this for like 2 hours or so. So I was mortified, petrified, scared to death, because I'm like, I don't know if I do walk out to get anything else, or if I do try to walk out of the house, if she's probably just there somewhere, waylaying, and she's, you know, gonna kill me or whatever the fuck she might plan for me. So I pretty much stayed in the house the rest of the day. I think we left like at 10 for more pints for me to just clear my head off of, because I was like, what the fuck really just happened? So anyway, he actually got a phone call in between the time he was laughing at me, which is valid. And he got a phone call and they were like, you know what, we don't have our mug, so we need our mug back. So I had to pay for that as well, because she left with a mug full of pints. And she took public transportation with a mug full of pints. She didn't give a fuck. Like I told you, she was agitated, aggravated, whatever you want to call it, and she's a big one. So no one can tell her shit. So we didn't, luckily, when we left the house, we never bumped into each other. And we went, we had our pints, came back to the house, still waited a bit before we slept. Nah, there's no drama, nothing else happened. So This is me leaving that town, and I promise, when I got into like public transportation going back to my place, I was petrified because I didn't know she might just pop in. So I was really, head on a swivel kind of thing. I was ready. Yeah, I was ready. Of course, I'd lose a fight if it came to it, but I was still ready. With 10 toes down, all that kind of bullshit. So she calls me up after should have been 72 hours. Probably that's when she got a bit sober. Calls me up, really, really calm tone, all that kind of stuff. She's like, "Yo, what happened? I thought you just went to pick up a phone call, and by the time I was coming back to the table and sat there, I was all alone. So I was just chilling, and you never came back." I was like, so I had to break it down for her. So I had to tell her my whole thing was how I came to meet you, and we met, and there was no spark really, but it was just about the vibe. The vibe was okay, just getting to know someone, all that kind of stuff. First time you're meeting. So pretty much strangers who want to turn into friends. But then you turned your attention to these other people, and that was really weird. And she concurred with me. She's like, yeah, I kind of get it. I see it. I see where you're coming from. But it wasn't in a bad way. I'm like, no. It's okay. It's totally okay. But now the thing is this. So I had to tell her about the fight that ensued after. And she denied it. This weirdo actually denied, like, causing a tantrum in a fight and leaving with a mug. Because I was like, yo, I paid for a mug, and you had a whole pint of beer in a mug that you carried from the club, so from the restaurant place thingy, whatever. And I was told to pay for it, so I actually did. So if you can, I'm not asking for my money back. If you can, just return it, so it can just be a good look for me, because now they also know me for some reason. She was like, "No, okay, I do have it, but I don't know where exactly it is, so I'll try to find it and return it." I was like, "Cool, yo, thank you so much." So she's like, "When are you coming back?" I just had to tell her, "Listen, we tried this, but this it just didn't work for me. It was way too much, and you pretty much were having more fun with other people than you are with me, so." Yo, it was good to know you, but that was pretty much it. It was like, that was it. It's like, no, let's please. I was like, nah, let's not force issues. It is what it is. It happened though it happened. I wish it could be different, but it can be, can reverse time. So yeah, like I said, it was quite nice to meet you. So have a good one. Yo. Then I remembered, dude. You're still on Tinder. And I asked myself, why the hell would I still be on that app? So what's the best thing for me to do? Get on my phone, get to that app, and delete that app with the quickness. With the quickness. I had to. So any other person that had linked to it or whatever, that was it. Done. Gone. And this was beginning of 2021, because 2020 was a bit too strict. So like 2020. It was end of 2020, if I'm not wrong. I'm not sure. I'll get my dates right. But yeah, so I just left the app. Will I go back? Will I? I highly doubt it. Fuck that app. No, for some people, I know for some people it has worked wonders. Some people have gotten life partners, best friends, FWBs, all the whatever you want to call it. And I don't blame them, and I don't the app it's just not my cup of tea. So the fact that things are looking better right now, I prefer meeting people organically, just on a face-to-face basis kind of thing. This whole via app thing, your ass not my cup of tea anymore. So I'm pretty much done with that shit. Oh yeah, it's Tinder. Tinder is for you, not for me, man. So yeah, that's my crazy Tinder story. Yeah, like I said, that's my crazy Tinder story. Do you have a crazy Tinder story, or how did yours go? You can always send me a message, and I hear it on this app, This was that was quite the it's quite the interesting thing, man. I don't see myself going back, but it is what it is, and you such things make for good stories. No good story has ever started with, "So when I was drinking milk." Nah, nothing like that. So see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please stay tuned. We are back and more episodes are coming. So do not worry, I am with you. This is the Musidjo Show, and this is Morgan Nick Musidjo signing out. Have a good day. Peace in the Middle East and the rest of the world.